Good morning. The municipality of Calpe in the Valencia region was hit by heavy downpours in the early hours of yesterday morning. A local police officer died whilst trying to rescue a man who had been trapped in his vehicle following flooding on a road in the Empedrola residential development in Benissa. Whilst trying to rescue the driver, one policeman lost his footing and fell into the water and was swept away. Some hours later, his body was found some 2 kilometres downstream in Calpe. The stranded vehicle was also swept away by the water with the driver inside, but he managed to get out of the car. He was then taken to hospital, although his injuries are not said to be serious. And firefighters in the Barcelona municipality of Mataró carried out a spectacular rescue to free a driver from his submerged vehicle. The rescue operation took place on Friday. The vehicle had been submerged in the sudden deluge of floodwater that accumulated in an underpass. The operation involving police firefighters helped the occupant out of the window of the car whilst it was sinking. And heavy rain also caused major flooding in Mallorca on Friday. Around 175 litres per square metre fell in just an hour. A local police officer said that for the amount of rain that had fallen in such a short time, it's astonishing no serious accidents had occurred, but the material damage was said to be considerable. In addition to a large amount of rain, thunderstorms were violent. The Regional Weather Institute registered as many as 800 lightning flashes over the island. And a lawyer representing the family of a man who died in Spain believes his death was not natural. 35-year-old Tobias White Sampson, originally from Nottingham, died on the 31st of July, 5 days after an altercation at a nightclub in Mallorca. The Spanish courts have now granted a second post-mortem examination. The family have been allowed to appoint their own independent expert for the examination. Mr. White Sampson spent several days in a coma. The family were then advised by doctors to allow his life support machine to be switched off. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.